Thank you, Doctor. I've been so worried, but it seems like she's going to be okay now, yeah? Okay, yeah, any forms you need to give me, you just give me those and I'll get them signed up at the front desk. Is there anything else I need to know about medication or? Right, okay. 3 times a day, okay. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Well, I mean, you know, I'm the one who looks after her, so of course that's not going to be a problem for me. It's a pleasure to look after her. Oh, hey, look, she's coming round. Oh, yeah, can I come out there in a minute? I just want to have a moment with her. You don't mind, do you? Thanks, Doctor. I'll be out there in a second. Hello, you. Oh, it's so good to see you awake. Shh, hey, hey. Don't move around too much. You're in a hospital. I know, it's probably a bit difficult to remember, but this is the information that you need to know, okay? You are mine. I love you. And I'm going to look after you. All right? Oh, you're so beautiful. Come here, come. You're going to be fine. I just need to sign you out with the doctor, and then we'll be on our way. All right? What? Really? You don't remember me? Hey, it's okay. The doctor said you might have a bit of trouble with your memory. I'm Zita. I'm your wife. Feel free to go back to sleep if you want. I'm going to take some time to sign the forms and we'll get out of here, okay? Of course. There's nothing more in the world I want than to take care of you, okay? Back in a few. Okay, here we are, home sweet home. Oh, it's okay. Hey, look at me. It's okay if you don't remember. Yes, remember? The doctor said you might have a bit of trouble, you know, bringing to mind things that should be familiar, but once you're in situ, once you're in a familiar situation, memory will start to come back. Oh, okay, well, just dump your bag there. Yeah, it's fine. There's only nightwear in it. Just dump it there and I'll get you upstairs. I'll take you to our bed. Yes, our bed. Of course, I'm going to share a bed and a bedroom with my sweet, beautiful wife. So sorry. I realise it must be a bit much. You really don't remember me at all? My voice? Well, that's good. I'm pleased you remember that. Angry? Oh, my darling, why would I ever be angry with you? Yes. Yes, darling. You are my darling. Come on. Let's go up these stairs. Come on. And 1, 2, 3. There we go. Slowly. Okay. 4, 5, 6. Now, you comfy? Yep. I've just plumped the pillows up all around you, and the TV's at the end of the bed. Oh, I've also given you this little bell. I know. It's a little bit of a cliche, isn't it? But I want to be able to get you everything you need. Well, yeah, it's all I've ever wanted. So if I'm not here, right next to you in this room, then you just ring that bell. I'll hear it from anywhere in the house, and I'll come running, okay? Okay. Would you like a cup of tea? Really? But you've always liked tea. Oh, okay. Well, I'll just sit with you instead then. That's fine. No, don't move. You're still a bit weak, remember? I'll just sit next to you here. Ugh, there we go. Hey. It's nice to have you home again. Yeah, I missed you. It was difficult being here all by myself. The doctor said we shouldn't talk about that, and I... Yes, I understand that you need to... But we shouldn't when you're still trying... Fine. I'm just trying to look after you, I mean. But if you want to ignore doctor's orders and... No, it's okay. I understand that you need to know. Fine. You were injured in your home by somebody with a knife. Yes, they got you in the stomach. And, you nearly died. The wound itself wasn't exactly serious, but there was a lot of blood loss, which the doctor says may be contributing to your memory. No, the police have their report, but they don't seem any closer to... to finding out who did it. Can we stop talking about this now? Well, it's a bit uncomfortable for me, and I don't really want to relive those dark moments. Yes, I thought I'd lost you. When I saw you on the ground and all that blood was there, I thought that... Yeah, I am the one who found you. It was me. You would have died without me, all right? You wouldn't be here right now if not for me. So I think maybe you should be showing me a little bit of gratitude instead of questioning everything I say. I'm sorry. It was just a stressful and painful time for me. Yeah. Well, you imagine turning around and seeing the blood of the one you love all over your hands. It didn't even matter that, you know, that I was the one who... I didn't say anything. No, I didn't say that. I said I didn't. Say anything, darling. What? What do you mean? Remembering what? Well, that's good, isn't it? If you remember me, that's wonderful. Why are you looking at me like that?
worked it.
Me? What? Come on. Don't be ridiculous. Why would I hurt you? I can't imagine you saying anything that would... How did you phrase it? Tip me over the edge? What are you saying? I'm unhinged or something? No, baby. I love you. And we are married. And I want to take care of you. And I would never hurt you. Okay? Never. What knife? Oh. Stop it. Don't you dare move. Don't you dare try to slip out of this bed. Don't. I thought you'd be safe. I thought that if you didn't remember how it happened, we could just put all that aside and we could concentrate on loving each other. Well, I don't care, okay? It doesn't matter what you remember. All that matters is what I'm telling you now, okay? I love you and I've been taking care of you for the past 6 weeks. What does it matter if I'm the one who put you there? The past isn't important. What's important is what's happening now between you and me in our house, in our room, in our bed. Of course it's our bed. I mean... Yes, we live here. This is our house. This is our room. This is the bed we've shared for... And, for five years. Five years we've been married. What about it? No, that house next to us has always been empty. Nobody lives there. No, you don't live in that house. You live in this one with me. I said, you live in this house with me. Stop. Get back here. Stop it. No. Listen. Stop. Right now. Do you want to reopen that wound on your stomach? Huh? Because you will if you keep struggling like this. You need to keep still and you need to trust me. I am your wife. I would never hurt you. Do you understand? Who? We don't know anybody by that name. Oh. You really do remember everything, don't you? Yeah, you have a very strong mind. I should have known. At least in the hospital, you know, everything was sterile and clinical. It was very easy, you know, to convince you of how things should really be. But here, where things are more homely, I suppose it was only a matter of time. Very well. It's a good thing I brought these. Don't you move. Stop it. Stop. Give me that wrist. I'm sorry. I didn't want to do that. I didn't mean to, but you wouldn't stop struggling and you were screaming. It's okay. Shh. I know you're a bit dizzy, okay? I might have hit you a bit too hard, but it's okay. Just let me just tie your ankles and your wrists down and then I can make it all better, okay? I can make it all better. But it won't matter what you remember because all that will be important to you is what's happening in this moment, okay? So just keep still and let me go. Here you go, yes. Right arm, left. Okay, and then down. It's two ankles as well. Okay. No. Shh, please don't cry. Please don't cry. It makes me so upset when you cry. Please don't. Don't. I said, please don't cry. Thank you. Okay. Now, I wasn't going to show you this, but I guess what's important here is that you see the truth. How much I love you. Okay, you ready? It's actually really, really clever. I feel like I'm outdone myself this time. Yeah? Okay. Crazy. You can't call me crazy. I mean, crazy in love. But I'm not actually crazy. Now, then, if you'll look this way. So, you are right. You are right. You remembered correctly. 6 weeks ago, I visited you in your house, and well, that is to say, we had a very enjoyable time. I got to use my mouth on here, and you came all over my face. It was beautiful. Do you have any idea how beautiful you are when you orgasm? At that point, you were still under the false and misguided impression that we, as if in you and I, were not supposed to be together eternally. So, you caused a bit of a fuss. And, okay, I might have gotten a little over-emotional. And I took the most dramatic course of action. But you know me. You know me. I am a romantic. And believe me, at the time, it was the only thing I could think of. But our love is so strong that even after I gave you my knife, you lived. You lived and survived, which, as far as I'm concerned, is just a wonderful demonstration of your true feelings for me. All that blood loss, all that internal damage wasn't enough to take you away from me. There was only one thing that could disrupt our happiness. Just one. Your darling from the phone. Whatever you wanted to call them. So, while you were in the hospital, I did a bit of detective work. You'd be so proud of me. I was so thorough. I checked every single thing, okay? I mean, remember, I had your house keys so I could let myself into your house whenever I wanted, and nobody seemed to mind because I had the key, you know? It's not like the first time when I had to break in, you know, and some people gave me some funny looks after that, but this time I had to just let myself in with your key and I could look around the house and see what was going on, and well, I found all of these messages in your phone bills because, you know, it's very easy when you have an itemized bill to see what goes to what person. And there were so many messages and phone calls to this one particular number. I knew this had to be who I was looking for. So then I investigated backwards, you know, following the trail, if you like. And I figured out who that number belonged to, what their name was, where they lived, where they worked. I told you you'd be proud of me. I can see from your face that expression. Shock and pride. I did it for you. for you. So anyway, I found this this darling of yours, and well, you'd be proud of me again. I did everything in my power to use my words and convince this fake, this charlatan, that it was time for them to stop taking advantage of your good nature and let you be with the one you truly loved. Me, of course. Don't be silly. You're so playful when you joke like that. Obviously, I'm talking about me. But I will admit, this ex-darling of yours, they had similar questions. You know, who am I? What am I doing here? Why do I have a knife? How do I know you? And what are those weird rusty stains all over my hands? Well, they had to mind their own business. But they wouldn't. So I thought the best thing I could possibly do is bring them here so they and you could see once and for all exactly what we mean to each other. You and I. So, ta-da! Oh my gosh, that look on your face again. You look so surprised. Are you proud of me, baby? Are you pleased of what a fantastic detective job I did? I mean, I can see just from the look of your face that this must be the fake, the wannabe, the pretender. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, stranger? Yeah. I know. It's a silly joke. I mean, you can't say anything with that gag in your mouth, can you? It's okay, though. You don't need to. All you need to do is witness once and for all what she and I really mean to each other. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see. And then you'll leave us alone. And then this will cement in her mind exactly who she belongs to. I've already claimed her, you see. She's already mine. But I guess I just need to cement it in everybody's memory so we can all go forward with our lives with no more of this, who are you and I don't really love you and you're crazy nonsense. Because I'm not crazy. I am not crazy. You shut up. I am not crazy. I am just deeply, deeply passionate about the woman I love. So, darling, now it's your turn. I seem to remember you really enjoyed the feel of my mouth on your pussy. Yes, I do remember, and I can see you do too. You came so loudly, so very hard, and you left your juices all over my face. It was one of the most beautiful, sensual, fucking sexy experiences of my life. And I think if we recreate it, you and they will see once and for all that you truly are mine. So, let's begin. I'd worried that the time in hospital would have changed your body. You know, because you went at the gym and stuff, working out, and you weren't eating all those wonderful kale salads or whatever the hell they were. But you're still fucking beautiful. Yes, you are. still smell so good. I think I just need you to keep still, okay? No, I don't want you to wiggle around too much, because if you do, you'll disturb the wound on your stomach. It's mostly healed, but I don't want you to risk getting hurt just for my sake. Okay. You still smell a bit like the hospital, but underneath all that, as I drag my lips down the side of your neck, it's all you. And your breasts are still so amazing. Oh, those little whimpers you make. I remember how you like your nipples played with, how you like them sucked and nibbled on. To see, you fake pretender. I bet you could never make her moan like this, never make her writhe under your hands. Because she was never meant for you. She's mine. Do you understand? I'm sorry. I'll just kiss around the bandage. How long? 6 weeks. It's been 6 weeks since you were first admitted to the hospital. Why? Oh, well, you are a smart cookie, aren't you? Yes, I suppose after 6 weeks, any normal wound would have finished healing completely by now. But I did tell you, I've been taking care of you. Yes, I have. So, you know, while you're in the hospital and while the doctors were doing their rounds, I would make sure that I was with you towards the end of visiting hours, and I would assess your wound for myself. Well, yes, it didn't look like they were doing the best job. So each time they changed the bandage, I would have a little look myself and, touch it. Not to hurt you, you understand? I never hurt you. No, I could never do anything to hurt you, baby. But, well, like before, the red is so beautiful and it looks so good against your skin. I just wanted to see it. So I made the red come. Each time I visited. Anyway. It's okay now. I don't need to make the red come anymore. You're right here. And you look more beautiful than ever. And by the time I'm finished with you, she'll be making that beautiful face you always make. Look at this beautiful plump pussy. Oh, baby. You're always so wet and swollen for me. Yes. I know. It's surprising, isn't it? With so many drugs in your system and you being so tired, how could you possibly be aroused, right? Well, Zita to the rescue again. I might have slipped you a couple of pills before we left the hospital. Oh, yeah, I just mixed them in with your painkillers. Nobody noticed. And, all I need to do is keep giving it to you, and you will remain as wet and horny as ever you could be. She's just perfect because it means I get to taste you. Don't suppose you have any idea how good you taste, do you? But we'll change that, don't you worry. Oh my god, baby, you taste so good under me. I can already feel you tensing. See, this is perfect, isn't it? This is just what you needed. That's all I wanted. Oh, you taste so good. What's that, baby? Oh, no, it's okay. You can come if you want to. You don't have to stop it. No. It's okay. I don't mind, honestly. To be honest, more than anything, I want to see you come again. In fact, I need to see you come so you can prove to yourself and to me and them. But I'm the one who does this to you. I'm the one that makes your body sing with pleasure. I'm the only one who knows how to treat you. Come on, baby, you can do it. Come on. That's a good girl. Oh my god, you taste amazing. You see, I knew I'm the only one who can make you come like that. Aren't I, baby? Yes, I am. You, do you see that? Do you see the connection we have with each other? She was never yours. Never, ever. She was always mine. Oh, yeah? Yeah? You think that, do you? Hey, baby. Listen, I know you're tired, but I'm going to have to do it again, okay? Yes. Well, one, so I can get to see how beautiful your old face is once more, but also because it's important for me to show that no matter what else is happening in your body, no matter what else is happening in your mind, I am the one who makes you feel good. So, get ready, baby. We're going again. Oh, I can feel you trembling underneath me. And you're already so tense. It's okay, baby. I know you're tired, so I'll go slow for you. I can take all the time you need, okay? I'm just going to gently, slowly, lovingly lick and suck this beautiful swollen clit and play with these delicious pussy lips until you come again. And 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 again.